What do you think makes the perfect snack?
It's gotta be when I'm really craving it and it's convenient.
Could you be more specific?
When it's cravenient.
Okay.
Like a freshly baked cookie made with real butter, available right down the street at AMPM, or a savory breakfast sandwich I can grab in just a second at AMPM.
I'm seeing a pattern here.
Well, yeah, we're talking about what I crave.
Which is anything from AMPM.
What more could you want?
Stop by AMPM where the snacks and drinks are perfectly craveable and convenient. That's cravenience. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey there, gorgeous people. Riley Hart here, your daily dose of high-value living. You know that feeling when you're scrolling through social media, seeing everyone else seemingly nailing it? Picture perfect lives, effortless success, glowing skin, the whole shebang. It can make you feel like you're falling short, right? Like there's a secret recipe for perfection that you just haven't cracked yet. Well, let me break the news to you. That perfect image is often just smoke and mirrors. And honestly, it's doing us a disservice. Today, we're diving into something crucial. Embracing imperfection and ditching the pressure of perfectionism. Because guess what? Being perfectly imperfect is actually pretty amazing. Let's get real for a second. Perfectionism is like that annoying house guest who overstays their welcome. They show up with grand plans, high expectations, and they never seem to leave. It can lead to anxiety, burnout, and ultimately, it prevents us from truly enjoying the journey. Remember, life isn't about reaching an imaginary finish line of perfection, it's about savoring every step along the way. Okay, here are 5 key takeaways that will help you ditch the perfectionism trap and embrace your beautiful imperfections. 1. Redefine success. Your definition of success shouldn't be dictated by Instagram filters or societal expectations. What brings you joy? What makes your heart sing? Maybe it's starting a business, mastering a new skill, spending quality time with loved ones, or simply being kind to yourself. Focus on your version of success, and watch how liberating it feels. 2. Celebrate the messy middle. Life isn't a perfectly curated highlight reel. It's messy, unpredictable, and sometimes downright chaotic. And that's okay. Embrace those moments of uncertainty, those learning curves, those times when you feel like you're stumbling through the dark. They are all part of the human experience, and they make us who we are. 3. Practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a dear friend going through a tough time. We all make mistakes, we all have insecurities, and that's perfectly normal. Instead of beating yourself up over imperfections, acknowledge them with a gentle heart, learn from them, and move forward with grace. 4. Let go of comparison. Remember those social media comparisons we talked about? Yeah, those need to go. Comparing yourself to others is like comparing apples to oranges. You're different people on unique journeys. Focus on your own path, celebrate your wins, and remember that everyone has their own struggles. 5. Find joy in the little things. Life is full of beautiful moments if you take the time to notice them. A warm cup of coffee on a chilly morning, the laughter of loved ones, the feeling of sunshine on your skin, these small joys add up and create a tapestry of happiness. Ever feel like you're constantly striving for an unattainable ideal? You know that feeling when you're working towards a goal, but you can't seem to shake this nagging sense that it's not enough? That's perfectionism whispering in your ear, trying to keep you stuck in a cycle of self-criticism. Let me tell you a story, picture this. Sarah is an amazing artist with a gift for capturing raw emotions on canvas. She pours her heart and soul into every piece, but she's constantly plagued by doubts. What if it's not good enough? What if people don't like it? This perfectionism holds her back from sharing her work, even though it deserves to be seen by the world. See, Sarah is missing out on something incredible because she's too focused on reaching an imaginary standard of perfection. She forgets that art is subjective, that beauty lies in the imperfections, and that sharing her unique voice with the world could bring joy to others. The key takeaway here is this. Perfectionism can be a thief, stealing your joy, creativity, and even your confidence. It's time to reclaim your power by embracing your flaws, celebrating your progress, and remembering that true success comes from being authentically you. Remember, you are worthy just as you are, imperfections and all. So let go of the need for perfection, allow yourself to be seen and heard, and embrace the beautiful journey of being human. You've got this. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might need a little reminder to embrace their imperfectly perfect selves. And if you find these conversations helpful, leave us a review. It means the world to me. Until next time, keep shining bright, beautiful souls.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, Tap that review button if this show brightens your day.